From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called the timing of the FBI's announcement that it is assessing new evidence in her email case unprecedented and deeply troubling. She said she will not let her campaign be derailed by the latest accusations.
So, no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course because we know how much this election matters.
FBI Director James Comey said in a letter to lawmakers, new emails have surfaced that are related to Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. In July, the FBI said that Clinton had been careless but was not guilty of criminal activity by using a private server. The latest email surfaced during a separate investigation. Meantime, Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump told supporters that Hillary Clinton is corrupt and her behavior, in his words, is corrosive to the soul of the nation. In separate speeches in Colorado and Arizona, Trump said Clinton set up her private email server with no concern for the good of the nation.
Hillary has nobody but herself to blame for her mounting legal difficulties. Her criminal action was willful, deliberate, intentional, and purposeful.
Real Clear Politics, which aggregates voters' surveys, says Clinton has a 5% lead over Trump. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have advanced into a town south of Mosul as Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week, using civilians as human shields, but U.S. airstrikes disrupted the forced march, helping civilians to escape. And the U.N. Human Rights Office is reporting that Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by the IS militants in that battle to keep Mosul. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS, also known as ISIL, has abducted nearly 8,000 families or more than 47,000 people and forced them at gunpoint into strategic IS locations.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured IS fighters in accordance with international human rights law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, injured 24 others in Nigerian city of Maiduguri, heart of the 7-year-old insurgency by the Boko Haram militants. No one claimed responsibility, but the bombings were similar to previous ones carried out by Boko Haram. Violence is not limited to northeastern Nigeria. It is spilling over into Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. New Zealand Customs has made its largest ever meth seizure, stopping millions of dollars of the drug from entering the country. Jamie Bamford is a spokesman for the New Zealand Customs Office.
This arrest was a culmination of a 16-month inquiry into a company that we believe was established primarily for the purpose of importing meth into New Zealand.
20-year-old Hong Kong man was arrested and appeared in an Auckland court over charges that the haul of methamphetamine, which he allegedly tried to smuggle in from China. New Zealand Customs is now working with partners in Hong Kong and mainland China to see if they can further disrupt the syndicate. New York Metropolitan Opera stopped a performance Saturday afternoon. Someone from the audience sprinkled white powder into the orchestra pit. No injuries reported. The police have yet to identify what the substance was. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.